Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with John Wagner down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and also with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy. And then we have an interesting interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. And then lastly, some great walleye tips for fall fishing from Al Lindner. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is on at Hayward Powersports. The world's best-selling off-road lineup is priced to move, with financing as low as 3.99% and rebates up to $3,500. Right now, you can get a legendary 2019 Sportsman 450 ATV for payments of less than $100 per month. Thinking about a Polaris side-by-side? Live life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Get more done with a hard-working Ranger, or take on any task or trail in a versatile Polaris General. Let Hayward Power Sports help you get ready for fall, hunting, and so much more with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.99% APR for 36 months. This is Kevin, inviting you to take advantage of the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offers valid in the U.S. through 9/30/19 on new 2019 vehicles. Financing offer valid on 2019 and 2020 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky for fall hunters and anglers, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out here, we've got John Wagner. And good morning, John.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Been catching a few fish and getting out there and enjoying the fall. It's really starting to show like fall.
It's beautiful. We had a lot of rain and that, but we're getting a few days that are sunny and leaves are starting to turn, and so are the deer. In
The fish has been a little bit slow this year. It's starting to pick up a little bit, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. I think I'll have Timmy Duffy in here, but you know, the hunting seasons are open now too.
Yeah, the bear hunters, they've been going for what, 2 weeks now? Bow season, that started Saturday. I've heard a couple people getting some really nice bucks. That's a good time to shoot a buck, is right away if you know where there's one at, you know. And
I always try to wait until later because I don't worry about whether I got to do something with that deer meat right away because I want it to cool off.
Yeah, I agree with that. A lot of people like to hunt during the rut, which is a good time. That's when the bucks are traveling all over.
When they're dumber.
Yeah, right. But if you know where there's a big buck, they're not really aware that we're out there hunting right now. And if you know where he's at, it's a good time to get him is right away.
Well, you know, and they're probably, I don't know if they're running in groups early like this yet or...
I don't know that. They could be still doing their groups, but yeah. I think they'll start breaking up soon here.
Yeah, because we'll be looking at pre-rut coming up, and then, you know, eventually that rut usually is sometime in mid to late October already.
Yeah, you're right. That's it's just a fun time of year. I love it.
I love this time. It's because there's so much things to do and not enough time to do it all, really.
Exactly. It happens fast, and October is running around the corner here.
You bet. You know, how about, you know, things that, as far as getting outdoors, you guys got pretty much everything here. And I know you're kind of specialized in archery here, too.
Yep, there are a lot of guys coming in getting their bows fixed. We're selling new bows. We do have scents. We do have wipes. We got pretty much all the basic things you need for getting in a tree stand.
You know, one big deal now is crossbows, too.
Yeah, that's going. Usually I start seeing the crossbow guys later on for some reason. I don't know why, but...
Oh, that's kind of strange. I mean, because, well, maybe they want to get out there during that rut.
Right. And it is weird. I always kind of sweat the inventory here, but they always seem to be coming around later on, and crossbow is huge lately.
And you guys have got just about everything that they would need here for the hunting or not for the fishing season in fall, too. You've got a lot of musky stuff. There's a lot of guys out there musky hunting right now.
Oh, I guess. Guys are coming in getting musky suckers.
Well, John, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We've also got Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy in here. Tim, I know you've been out on the water, too. You've seen some fishing. The fishing's kind of been, I talked a little bit to John about that, and it's kind of been down, but it looks like it's trying to pick up a little bit. So need that water to cool down a little bit.
Why don't you talk to Big John about some archery stuff?
I did talk to him about the
archery
stuff.
Yeah. He's the archery man, Big John. He knows all about that stuff.
You bet.
So, anyhow, I've been out doing some fishing, and, yeah, I mean, this last few weeks or so, it's like, man, one day you got something going, and I mean, especially with the lake we were fishing, it was good all summer for walleyes, for everything, and here this last couple of weeks, it's like, I don't know, it's like one day we get them, then they go to the next, and not a bite. So very strange, but then our water temperatures have kind of changed pretty drastically. Here the lake house we were on yesterday, remember I said up at the far end it was, what'd I say, it was 67?
Yeah, well, that was a week ago, but...
Yeah, 67 degrees up there. Then in the middle it was 63, and then on the lower end of the lake it was 64. That's a pretty big, and then prior to that, we started to cool up, and it was actually, we were in the low 60s then, weren't we?
Yeah, seemed like we're running behind, and, you know, and hopefully this shows for the 29th, so hopefully by the time we get to there, we'll be into the normal pattern, because that's just getting close to when we should be looking at turnover right about now.
So hopefully it all straightens out, but I mean, just that period of time was kind of like, you know, all over the place. The other thing is, you know, the leaves and stuff, they you know, I think they changed, turned
pretty quick
because here in town there's nothing, and you go out there and it's like, man, when they start getting that yellow and light, I mean, the next step is to have the color turn. So
A lot of that has to do with the amount of daylight, and there's a whole bunch of things.
Cold temperatures, and I think a lot of times the lakes, the heat or cold from the lakes, that's why those leaves change, because you got the cold air and you got the, you know, something about the water, the leaves around the lakes change different than they do if you're just out in the woods.
You bet. Well, Tim, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now. When we come back, I've got an interesting interview with one of the younger guides up here. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of tree stands, camo, ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Can-Am Yellow Tag Sales Event is on now at Hayward Power Sports. Can-Am Off-Road builds the ultimate vehicles. Whether ripping through trails, crawling through mud, or getting the tough jobs done, for a limited time, get rebates up to $2,500 on select new 2019 models. For example, you can get a new 2019 Can-Am Defender HD8 side-by-side for under 10 grand. This is Johnny inviting you to check out the Can-Am Yellow Tag Sales Event today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And myself, John Myrie, and helping out here on this segment is fishing guide Tim Duffy. And Tim, you know, we've been guiding for a lot of years, but we're starting to get some younger guides getting into it now. One of them is Kyle Sorensen, and Kyle's pretty good. Both he fishes both the rivers with the drift boat and on the lakes.
Yeah, and he's and a very nice guy too. I did had an opportunity to do a group fishing thing with him, and puts the time in on the water just like we do. And I can you can tell a lot. Well, guys, when they got a job, they you know, if they don't got something going, they go out there, they pre-fish it, just like a tournament. Yeah. Somebody's paying you to, so you go out and you put the work in to figure out what's going on. And sometimes it gets pretty complicated because you're on this lake, that lake, walleye, muskie, northern. So no, but he puts the time in and does a good job.
Let's hear what he has to say about fall fishing this year, and we'll come back with even more on your outdoors.
We're talking to Kyle Sorensen, fishing guide. And Kyle, I know this year has been kind of a challenge for just about anybody fishing out there at times. It's just there. It seems like things are just different this year.
Yeah, John, it's been a little goofy with especially that cold front that just came in, you know, about 6-8 days ago. And a lot of those fish slid up real shallow, really fast, faster than I would have thought they would have. And it made fishing really hot for me. But when 2-3 days ago when this warm weather came back in, it made it tough again. A lot of the fish kind of scattered out, and it's gotten a little tougher.
I didn't really find a lot of fish up shallow in my time. Of course, I'm guiding for crappies and walleyes, and then I'll make a musky day. So, you know, it varies, you know, I mean, it changes so fast now this year.
Yeah, John, and I've been pretty much strictly just doing the musky thing. But it is interesting, you know, a lot of the big fish are following the small fish too.
Well, you know, and it doesn't seem like I'm getting a lot of reports on many very big fish being caught. It's just a lot of the smaller ones, it seems like.
Yeah, and I can vouch for the same thing. The other day, I guess it was 2 days ago, we saw 10 muskies. We only got 2 in the boat, but all 10 of those fish were very close to the same size. It seemed like one size class was active on that particular day. And I think that's something interesting, that a lot of the same size fish will move on under the same conditions.
Well, yeah, you know, and the other thing too is, I don't know, you've been up to Canada a few times and getting up there and doing some other fishing outside of here. But some of the reports I'm getting back from some of the people over there is that it's not much different over there. It's actually been kind of tough everywhere as far as the muskie goes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a little bit of a wonky summer, but I know we're looking at some really good things coming in this fall, and it's going to pick up, I'm sure.
Well, I think we're going to see a real good big fish bite. You know, no matter where you're at in the musky territory, right toward the tail end of the season, that water's got to cool down some, I think, a little bit yet.
Yeah, right now, and it's a little warm. I'd like to see it cool down a bit and get down into the 50s and get that sucker bite going. I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know about you, John.
I like fishing with the suckers. You know, I'm actually starting to kind of like this trolling stuff, too. You know, I got a couple of really nice fish trolling here this fall, and you know, it's getting to be where, you know, I'm getting older and my shoulder doesn't work quite as good as it used to. So casting that trolling bite seems to be pretty good. You know, for guys that are out there on the lakes, you give them any good fall tips. If guys are after the muskies, any good ideas or tips that we can give them right now?
Well, I guess I usually, especially in the fall, I'll move pretty quick. I'll cover a lot of water and, you know, try to, especially if you're on a lake that you don't know real well, cover a lot of water that looks good. And then once you start seeing some fish, don't be afraid to go back on them multiple times. Even if you see them on the first time, don't see them on the second time. Don't be afraid to come back again and hit those fish, because they are definitely relating to tight areas. And I don't think they leave.
I don't know how many big fish that I've caught, quite a few over the years, that we found the fish and caught the fish 2 or 3 days later, you know, just going back on the fish because we know it's there.
Yeah, and that's especially one of the things I really love about musky fishing, is you kind of start to develop a relationship and like a story with some of these fish. If you're pursuing them and hunting them, you know, over and over again, and finally making the connection and getting that fish, that really is sweet.
Well, you know, and there's musky. I always say there's musky fishing and there's musky hunting. And, you know, it's kind of like deer hunting and big buck hunting. The guys that are good at shooting big bucks are not just going out there and, you know, kind of hit or miss, looking and hoping they're going to run into a big buck. Same thing with the guys that are catching the big muskies. They do a lot of thinking and planning and trying to pay attention to a lot of details. And that kind of adds up to a success, whether you're hunting big bucks or you're after big fish.
Yeah, I agree there. I know I've lost plenty of sleep thinking about fish that are haunting my dreams. I'm sure you're the same way, John.
Yeah, a couple of, you know, and there's some of the lakes that I really like to get one out of. I seem to get them on every other lake sometimes. But, the other thing, too, is that the rivers are really consistent in the falls, too. And you can get on some of these rivers here and have some really good musky action. And there are a few rivers up here where you can get some nicer sized fish, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great day the other day on the Namekagon. I'll let you in on a little secret, John. We floated down below Trigo and did a couple mile stretch, and we saw fish all the way from the first hole that we floated over until the end. We ended up catching one right before the takeout as we pushed the boat up on the takeout, and it's great water down there all the way to where it comes into the St. Croix, and all of it's really good.
Yeah, I don't know why when it comes to the Chippewa, below the Chippewa flowage has got some big fish in it. Seems like the East Fork of the Chip has better big fish in it. You get down the Flambeau, that whole river system is good for bigger, better quality size muskies, it seems like. And it just depends on what river you're in and what stretch of river.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are, I think there's big fish that lurk in almost any stretch. If you get out there and chase them, you're gonna run into them eventually.
Well, a lot of guys are talking about we got to go up to Canada or Lake of the Woods or like places like Green Bay. And yeah, I will say that if you're looking for a 55-inch fish, then your odds are a little bit better there. But we've got some awful nice fish here in Wisconsin. And just a little bit harder to catch. It seems like they've seen it. They had been pressure on them. And I think the boys over in Minnesota, a lot of them that thought some of them lakes over there were going to continue on forever producing these fish like crazy and these big middle 50-inch fish. And all of a sudden, those lakes got really tough. I think a part of it is just, these fish just get smart when they've had, a lot of pressure put on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that goes a long ways. There are a lot of the fish, the more that I have spent time in Canada and, in the Minnesota lakes, those fish very rarely, the ones that I've run into anyway, very rarely do they hit on the retrieve. You get a lot of fish that you got to trick with a figure eight, and it's definitely becoming an educated bunch of fish over there.
Yeah,
also, the thing that I also wanted to bring up again was, the more I do come to Canada and Lake of the Woods and stuff, every year I've caught my biggest fish back in Hayward. Granted, I spend a lot more time here, but I think there are a lot more big fish than people give us credit for here in Hayward.
Oh, yeah. And if you look at, there are certain people out there that seem to consistently catch the big fish. You have to take some time to think about where you're fishing. Not every lake out there is going to have big fish in it, although sometimes they'll fool you. I mean, there's lakes that are just known for lots of small fish, and you proved that years ago with a 52-inch fish out of one of them lakes. But, the fish can get big anywhere. As they get older, I think they get harder to catch, and especially where you have a lot of boat traffic and a lot of things going on. It seems like the rivers, for some reason, the fish, I don't know if they just don't get as much pressure as they do in the lakes and the boat traffic and everything else, but the river fishing seems to be a lot of times more consistent.
Yeah, you definitely do run into fish pretty consistently on the river. But, it's hard to say. Sometimes we have great days. Sometimes we have tough days, and there's it's hard to beat the chance, of a really big fish on some of our clear lakes that really keeps me going out there.
Oh, yeah. I still think your best odds are on some of your big clear lakes. And you're not going to see a lot of fish, but, we've got a number of lakes here, and without mentioning a bunch of lakes, there's a bunch of lakes that have some pretty big fish in them, and they do produce some big fish. I know you've been guiding for a few years now. You grew up in this Hayward area here, actually out on Moose Lake, right?
Yep. I've had a couple opportunities to leave, but I can't get away from this place. I really do love it here.
I know. And, anybody that's looking for guide information, they want to get out or you just want to talk fishing, if you want to get some good, how they get a hold of you here?
Well, the best way would probably just be calling my cell phone, 715-558-8911. Otherwise, they can look me up on Facebook at Kyle Sorensen.
just about everybody's on Facebook now, it seems like, and that's where it's a good source to find who's catching what, it seems like, sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a few fixed pictures circulating on there.
Yeah, the guys that don't put stuff up are the guys you just don't know. Sometimes they're catching more than they let on.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit strategic about it. I know I'm kind of careful. I usually do post a little delayed after when I catch them.
You bet. Well, Kyle, I want to thank you for coming on here. Been interesting talking to you. And if anybody's looking for a guide out there, especially on the rivers, I get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you. Well, it was interesting hearing from Kyle on a lot of the different things you were talking about. But, folks, we need to take another break and hear from more of our fine sponsors that help bring this show to you every week. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Carlson Motorsports is Hayward's newest auto dealership. Stop in today and check out the all-aluminum cargo trailers from Trophy and the unique Lake Lounger combination pontoon dock system. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 on Windrose Lane. Give them a call today at 715-634-1347.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping out is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy. And Tim, you know, when it comes to fall, we got the turnover. We talk about that a lot. That'll be, you know, going on very shortly here, if it's not going on while this is airing. And that thing, that changes a lot of stuff on the lakes.
It does. You know, what do you think? You know, we know that it changes the way the muskies react.
And walleyes and everything else.
But, you know, when we fish the walleyes in the deep water, you know, because usually that turnover, they're in the 30-plus,
right.
You know. And the water is dingy and everything, but we still catch them during the turnover, you know. We're easier than any other species, I think.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, you know, I don't know how many times, fishing, if you get these lakes that have these huge basins of shallow, shallow water, and you did that last year, right?
Right.
I said, you go, I got these ladies, and I said, go up in that, you go, and it's the shallowest, silty, almost unfishable water that there is. But during the turnover time, you'll go back to it's crystal clear, and the main lake is dark and dingy.
Right.
And it's a little different fishing. The fish are spooky, so you're usually taking longer casts. And back in those places, you'll find patches of weeds or a lot of weeds or lily pads. Or it's amazing, though, fish that will go back in there. And, you know, be it shallow, they could be spooked by it. There's no water skiing boats. There's no jet skis. Most big boats won't go back in there because it's too shallow and nasty. But those fish are there, and nobody bothers them.
Well, you know, I had some good tips from a well-known pro angler and television fishing personality, Al Linder, on fishing fall. Let's hear what he had to say about fall walleyes, late fall walleyes, and we'll come back with a wrap-up on the show.
Well, Al, you know, we're into the fall period right now, and, you know, sometimes walleyes can be easy, and sometimes they can be hard. what can you think of that would be some of the common mistakes that many anglers would make out there when they're looking for the walleyes once you get past the turnover?
Well, one thing from my experience is a lot of anglers don't fish deep enough in a lot of cases. When these lakes turn over, especially if you have a deep water forage base like a Cisco or a Tulabia or something like that, or even smelt depending on the lakes you're on, if there's a deep water forage base or even perch, which will graze these big flats, these hard bottom deep water transition areas, let me use an example. Let's say that the lake, the deepest basin is 35 feet. Structures that lead to that 35-foot basin that have hard bottom are areas that I would concentrate on. In a lot of cases, that hard bottom, soft bottom transition could be 27 feet, 25, 31, areas like this. And learning to watch your depth finder and concentrating on those hard to soft bottoms have really produced a lot of big fish for me in fall, and are areas that a lot of guys just don't spend a lot of time on. The other extreme to that is that could be a daytime bite and you're fishing. You might be vertical jigging or live bait rigging these hard bottom, soft bottom areas, and yet at night, there's a bunch of fish that you can have a flatline trolling, particularly during moon phases, where you can get up in shallow water and flatline troll or move your trolling motor and a cast minnow baits like a Rapel, and actually fan cast off to the side over a weed flats that are anywhere from 4 to 8 foot deep. So in a given day to low light conditions throughout the night, you can have shallow water fish on that same body of water. You can have great fishing in very, very deep water, and these are two different groups of fish. That's the point. These fish are not migrating from those deep water basins and migrating into 4 feet of water at night. These are two different groups of fish doing two different things.
Al, you know, when we're talking about fishing deep water, that's something that a lot of anglers tend to shy away from. Saying that, you know, it's hard to feel a bite, it's hard to get your bait where you know what your bait's doing. You got any tips for them on maybe some things that might help them to be able to fish that deep water a little more effectively?
Well, it happens to be, John, one of my favorite ways to fish. I like deep water jigging, and I live in an area where we have a lot of lakes where I could do that type of fishing. So over the years, just with practice, and like you know, nothing day in and day out beats practice. Time on the water is the answer to most things. Yeah, you know, you just get good at it. But one thing that I've seen a lot of anglers just seem to shy away from is not fishing a heavy enough jig. There's so much emphasis that we hear here, even in pro walleye circles, where the tendency is to always fish the lightest jig you can get away with. Well, that thinking sometimes when you're fishing 35 foot deep with a 35 mile an hour blowout in the northwest, which could happen at this time of the year, and you're fishing a 4-inch minnow and trying to get it down in deep water, that means that the lightest jig you can get away with in a lot of cases is a minimum of a half ounce, sometimes even heavier than that on 10-pound test line. You have to compensate. The point is to try to stay as vertical as you can and make sure you are always feeling bottom. And I'm an advocate of fishing pretty heavy jigs, more than most walleye anglers when I'm in deep water. I like a heavy jig with a big minnow.
Well, it's interesting listening to him, and he talks about the same thing. Over there, they're fishing, and most of the guys, he said, tend to fish too light a jig. I mean, you need to get heavier. You need to move that jig.
Definitely. Matter of fact, you know, I fish the deep water in the fall, and there's a lot of things that go along with fishing deep water. We don't want to get into that, but, you know, fishing, fizzing and things like that. But, you know, in the summer, you use light jigs. I can't find the jigs that I need, the size jigs I need for fishing the deeper water. And so, you know, I had a special order them, or you get a bunch of them, and then people get in the boat and they want, you know, you pass the jigs onto them, and you know, so it's hard because it's a different approach than most people use in the spring and the summer. You know, the other thing is the jigs with the spinner blades on them, bead chambers, those all play a big factor in catching and not catching all species in the fall.
Well, then again, too, when you've got that deep water bite going on, usually in the evenings or even after dark, you've got a shallow water bite going on.
And that does happen.
Tim, you want to give out some guide information somebody's looking?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at 715-634-5100.
And folks, we're about out of time. I want to remind everybody that if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our, from our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can listen to it on our podcast site or look it up on Spotify on your phone. We're out of time for this week, and we'll see you again next week with another interesting show.
So sit back, relax, kick off your shoes, sink in your easy chair. Come on along, listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.